Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how Diego Maradona's Hand of God shirt has made ex-England player Steve Hodge a multi-millionaire.
Well, I haven't seen the television. All I can go on is what I felt I saw, which was the ball in the air with Maradona going for it, with Shilton being favourite, and Maradona handled the ball into the goal, didn't he?
Is arguably the most infamous goal of all time. Diego Maradona's Hand of God goal against England for Argentina in the 1986 World Cup quarterfinal is an event that, as a young football fan, you're made aware of from a very early age. The goal itself gave Argentina a 1-0 lead, and 4 minutes later, Maradona scored an outstanding second goal to put his country through to the semi-finals. They subsequently won the whole tournament, largely thanks to Maradona's genius. The Hand of God dominated the headlines for weeks, and its significance has rippled through football for decades. But there's now been one very clear winner from the event, former England midfielder Steve Hodge. Hodge was making his 17th appearance for England in the World Cup quarterfinal, and after that game at the Azteca Stadium in Mexico, Hodge, whose attempted interception actually led to the Hand of God incident, asked Diego Maradona to swap shirts with him. He wrote in his autobiography, The Man with Maradona's Shirt, "I saw him come in and tug on my shirt, and he took his off and swapped with me. It was as simple as that, and over in 10 seconds. I've no idea if he kept my shirt or not. I have no hatred towards him. I blame the linesman for not spotting the handball." And since that day, Hodge has had the shirt in his possession. At times, it's been kept in a bank vault for safekeeping, and other times, Hodge has lent it to football museums for display. Incredibly, Hodge has also taken it to show on TV. He turned up at Sky Sports' Saturday morning football show Soccer AM with a shirt in just a carrier bag. On the programme in the early 2000s, it was tossed around from guest to guest, and Hodge said at the time he'd been offered £25,000 a couple of years previously for the shirt. Unbeknownst to him, that years later, the shirt he carried around in a carrier bag would make him a multi-millionaire.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's not for sale. It's you know, I'm not trying to sell it at the moment.
you know, one day in the future, one never knows. But, you know, I've had it for 34 years now, and I've never once tried to sell it or hawk it or whatever, and definitely not at the moment. Say, in years to come, you just never know. But I like having it. It's, for me, incredible sentimental value because it was the pinnacle of my career at 23.
Following Diego Maradona's death in November 2020, Steve Hodge told BBC Radio Nottingham he found it disrespectful that people were asking him if he'd sell the shirt. He didn't say he wouldn't ever sell it, though. And in April, Hodge put it up for auction at Sotheby's. The shirt had an expected price of £4 million, but in the end, it fetched £7.1 million, becoming the most expensive sports memorabilia sold at auction. Before it went under the hammer, the shirt had caused some controversy. Typical Diego Maradona, you may think. The Argentine's family claimed that the shirt that went on sale wasn't the original shirt. His daughter, Dalma, and his ex-wife, Claudia Villafañe, said someone else owns the shirt Maradona wore during the second half of the match. The Argentinian FA also tried to lay claim to the shirt before it went on sale. They said Hodge wasn't authorised to sell it, and argued the shirt belonged to Maradona and the Argentinian FA. It should be in Argentina in order for all Argentines to enjoy it, and not for a millionaire to display it in his closet, they said. However, Sotheby's worked with an authentication expert to confirm that Hodge's shirt was the original, and the sale went ahead. It's a huge stroke of fortune for Steve Hodge, who, having been offered £25,000 for the shirt at one stage, has become a multi-millionaire from holding on to the prized possession. But it's also important to remember that football, especially from a financial standpoint, is miles away from what it was in the 1980s. In recent years, former England players selling memorabilia has been a reminder that representing your country doesn't automatically make you mega rich. By 2010, only three England players from the 1966 World Cup had kept their winning medals. The remaining eight had all sold theirs, from either having run into financial struggles or wanting to pass on money to their families. And while the pain of the hand of God is still keenly felt, you can't help but feel Steve Hodge probably deserves this slice of luck. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. If you enjoyed today's episode, do share it with a friend. Today's episode was written and mixed by me, Andrew Butler.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.